Preface of For Greater Things, The Story of St. Stanislaus Kostka. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Maria Casper. For Greater Things, The Story of St. Stanislaus Kostka by William T. Kane. Preface by James J. Daly, S.J. Among Christian evidences, the heroic virtue and holiness of Catholic youth must not be overlooked. Juvenile and adolescent victories, of a conspicuous kind, over the flesh, the world, and the devil, can be found in no land and in no age except a Christian land and age, and in no church except the Catholic Church. It is of all excellences the very rarest and most difficult, this triumphant mastery over human weakness and human pride. It has defied the lifelong strivings of men whom the world recognizes as beings of superior wisdom and power of will. The philosophers who have described it most beautifully and encouraged its pursuit in the most glowing and impressive terms remain themselves sad examples of human futility in the struggle to disengage the spirit from the claws of dragging and unclean influences. For the forces of evil are infinite in their variety, insidious beyond the ability of natural sharpness to detect and guard against, and unsleeping in the pressure of their siege upon the heart of man. Who will explain how it comes to pass that youth, whose callowness and inexperience are the mockery of the world, has laid prostrate in single combat this giant of evil, and won fields where the reputations of the world's wisest and noblest and most tried lie buried? It is a matter of idle curiosity with us how an unbelieving generation, ingenious in devising natural explanations which are most unnatural, of supernatural phenomena, would explain away the wonder of the young saint's life, which is the subject of the following pages. It presents to us a picture of divine condescension, guiding and inspiring and aiding human effort, so convincingly clear and transparent in its smallest details and in its general effect, as to seem outside the pale of all possible mutilation and misinterpretation by malice or skeptical analysis. Natural reaction against sinful excess, thwarted ambitions, disappointed hopes, meek conformity with environment, ecclesiastical manipulation of pliant material, tame acquiescence in family traditions and arrangements, these and all the other stock explanations with which a groveling world seeks to pull down the saints to its own dreary level, cannot be invoked to dissipate the mystery and the glory surrounding Stanislaus. How did he come so early in life, and in a nobleman's family, to set such store upon spiritual values? How did his tender and immature mind grasp with such swift sureness the one lesson of all philosophies, that life on its material side is an incident, rather than the sum of human existence, and can never satisfy the soul's desires? How could this mere boy have developed, so young, an iron will, which wrought that hardest of all laborious tasks, namely the conformation of conduct with lofty ideals? There are supernatural answers to these and similar questions, which might be raised, concerning the brief career of St. Stanislaus. We know of no merely natural answers. The lively and energetic style adopted in the present biography may create a trace of mild surprise in older readers. Sanctity, it is true, someone may say, is a very beautiful achievement in a world of poor and at best mediocre performance. But after all, the business of sanctity is a serious business. It calls for grit and endurance, and, as a picture, is only saved from the sordid by spiritual motives which are unseen. If all moral life is a monotonous warfare, the life of a saint is warfare.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?